Now, although there are only three persons in the house, why the grandfather had made such a big house of 20 rooms? Was it all empty? Only three rooms were occupied? All rooms were empty? No. His father's name was Bhishma Kumar. Bhishma Kumar. You know, Bhishma is a very famous name in India. You have heard the name Bhishma? No? Who has read the story of Mahabharata? Anybody has read the story of Mahabharata here? No? Nobody? You have read the story of Mahabharata? You have heard the name Bhishma there? Yes? Good. Nobody else? Alright, one day we shall come to Mahabharata, because it's a very great story. So, it is a name in Mahabharata, Bhishma. So, when this grandfather was a young boy, he was a very solid man, young boy, with muscles and brightness and courage and fearlessness. So, he was called Bhishma Kumar. Kumar means the son of Bhishma. Bhishma Kumar, the son of Bhishma. But now he was an old man. Not very old. Between 65 and 70 now. He had now a very long beard. But very bright. His eyes were sparkling. Bright eyes and solid body even now. Now he was a very learned man and he always thought that young children should have always a big house. That was his belief. The children should not be put into small cells like prison. Children should have vast air all around. So that's why he had built a big house. And then, in different rooms, there are beautiful things. In one room, there was a very big picture, not a picture but a sculpture of the Himalayas, the great Himalayas. Have you heard of Himalayas?
Yes.
Where is Himalayas? Do you know where is Himalayas? Yes. Yes, good. You know the height of Himalayas? Yes? What is the height of Himalayas? How tall it is?
863.
Oh, good. Not very far. Yes? 8,000? Good, excellent. In terms of feet, can anybody say in terms of feet how tall is Himalayas? Anyway, you can calculate, you find out. Next time when we meet, you tell me, any one of you has got into the albums and tell me, pardon? Yes? 20? Good, excellent. Who has said this? Can you lift your hands? Good, excellent. Excellent. Now you have got the answer. Have you written down the answer? Himalayas, the height of Himalayas is? Have you got it? No, nobody has got it yet. You repeat, repeat your answer so that everybody listens to you. 29,000 feet, approximately, huh? Not exactly, but about 29,000 feet. So now in one room, as you open the room, you could see a huge sculpture of Himalayas. That was one very beautiful room. One day when you draw the drawing of this house, you will give to each room its inner side, what is inside the room. Then you open the second room. Now second room was a room consisting of four rooms, all put together, all opening. In that room, the whole of geography of the world was arranged, organized. You know geography, what does geography mean?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Study of earth.
Study of the earth. Good. So you had the entire earth put into the different forms. Now you can imagine yourself what kind of room it must be. The whole earth was exhibited there in that room. And third room you open, it was still consisting of seven rooms, not one room, not four rooms, seven rooms all put together. And what do you find there? You find astronomy. You know the meaning of astronomy? Yes? What is astronomy? What is your name? Tell me your name. What is your name?
Ashwin.
Huh? Ashwin. Good. Ashwin, tell me what is astronomy. Can you tell me? Geography is a good answer you gave. Yes?
It's the study of the sky.
Study of the sky. Good. Study of the sky. What is your name?
Gayatri.
Gayatri. Excellent. Study of the sky. Sky is not a very ordinary thing. There are so many things in the sky, no? So what do you expect to see in this room? So many things you can see in this room, astronomy. You can see planets, right? You can see the beautiful sun and the planets. You know the meaning of planets? Yes, tell me. Good, there were stars, there was moon. Excellent. Telescope, good, excellent. There was a telescope also in this room. Very good.
Rocks,
yes. Then?
Spaceship
had not yet come at that time still. So it was not there in that room. Perhaps now when you make a room, you will have spaceship in it. Alright. So when you make a room for astronomy, you will have spaceship in it. Alright. Good. Then? Yes?
Meteors.
Good. Excellent. Anything else you can think of the astronomy?